Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
41040.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Heather Loniker.
Okay. I do see your name here. Would you verify your address, please?
105 Pendleton Street, Falmouth, Kentucky, 41040.
Okay. One moment.
Hello?
I'm still here. My computer's a little slow. It's almost there.
What is this company? I didn't order anything from you guys.
This is a third-party call center. I'm trying to pull up the account from the order that I see in your name. Give me one more moment. So on this account, I see that you have the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It looked like you ordered it when you were looking at the Makita.
The what?
It's a saw.
The
Makita
saw.
You're trying to win it?
No, I didn't.
This was just Saturday.
It wasn't me.
Okay, let's see here. One moment. No one else is authorized to use your card in your home?
It's just me here.
Okay. Well, I'll take a look at the account. Now, what we may have to do is transfer you over to our fraud team so they can better assist you because this looks like a valid order with all of your information. Just give me one more moment.
Well, I mean, I remember looking at this thing that I got an email in, but I didn't fill it out. I looked through it. And I did not put my card number in. I didn't do anything.
Okay. So I'll cancel this. I'll close the account and transfer you to the fraud team so they can look into the matter. But if you, like I said, if you were looking at it, that's something that you must have clicked on by mistake.
No, I didn't. But it wasn't even a saw. It was a drill or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. The Makita. It looks like it could be in the same. You could put an attachment on it and make it like a little saw.
No, that wasn't. No, this was a.
So this is the. Okay, so this is the Makita. Well, I'm still referring to it as a saw because you could change the attachments out on it. It is a drill. It's the Makita. So that's what you were looking at, and you must have ordered this by mistake. So the company will allow me to, I can check my supervisor to see what else we can do for you on the account.
Because I didn't put any information in at all.
Well, all of your information is here, so I'm not sure how it was uploaded. We don't process orders here.
I don't know how it was either because unless my phone's hacked or something, but I didn't. I opened an email is all I did.
Okay. Let me just check with my supervisor to see what else we can do for you. One moment. So he's saying that I can go ahead and close the account out so you won't be charged again. And they would allow me to go ahead and give you the partial refund minus the $5 setup fee because it was set up in error, but they would charge you the $5 fee. I can credit your account, the $54.89 minus the, that would be the credit back to your card. $54.89.
You're going to?
Yes, credit the MasterCard. We're going to request a refund, go back to the card, but they're charging you a $5 setup fee.
Setup fee for what?
Well, because you apparently when you were looking at that drill, you clicked on something that caused you to order this Bites Hub app.
Ma'am, all I did was open an email. I don't know why I'm being charged anything.
Well, because you ordered it by mistake, according to what I see here.
I did not order it by mistake. I didn't do anything. I looked through the email, closed it out. Deleted it. I was just cleaning out my email that day. Reading. I think it was from the Home Depot or something. And clicked on it. That was it. Clicked on it, closed it back out.
Okay. Well, hold the line. I'll just have to check to see what else he can do for you. One moment.
Well, I tell you, there's all kinds of con artists out there.
Okay, so he said he will go ahead and allow me to give you the full refund this time, but he wanted me to reiterate to you that this is a valid order and to make sure that you read your terms and conditions and be careful that you when you're placing orders the next time, okay?
That's fine, but I'm telling you that you don't have to give me that warning because I didn't place the order.
Okay, that's just proper protocol for the company and the policies because this is a valid order on your account in your name with all of your information. But the account is closed. We have sent an email out. It may get to your email in about 24 hours, indicating that the refund will post back to the MasterCard in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.